Welcome to A Slab of Glass. I'm Christopher Lawley. Each week I'm joined by my co-host Jeff Perry as we discuss iOS and iPad productivity. Hey Jeff, how's it going?
Chris, it's going pretty well. I'm a lot less busy than you are from what I understand. Is that you're just getting done with the move and everything?
Yeah, move and day job switch and all sorts of fun things are going on. So it's been a crazy couple of weeks. I know we've had to kind of postpone doing the first episode for a little while. But I'm excited. We're here. It's the first episode of a new show and I'm really, really excited to get into it. This week, I think we're going to kind of have a fun show and really kind of talk about who we are and where we're going.
For those of you who are listening, my name is Jeff Perry, and I am the creator of TabletHabit.com. It's a website where I talk all about the iPad, which is pretty appropriate for this show. I talk about the iPad productivity, iOS in general, and it's something that I've been wanting to do for a while, and I started it back in October. So far, it's been a lot of fun writing about the iPad and doing things and being iPad only, essentially, for the most part anyway. That's mainly who I am. Outside of the website and stuff like that, I work for a news station in the Michigan area, and I am an audio engineer and do things on that side of things. But and I've been doing production for almost 10 years now. So it's something that I'm really passionate about and really love doing. So being able to do this show where I talk about two of my favorite things and two of my passions is a lot of fun. You know, that's mainly who I am. Chris, what about you?
Like Jeff said, my name is Christopher Lawley. I run a YouTube channel called The Untitled Site. It also has a website attached to it called theuntitledsite.com. And I talk a lot about iOS and iPad productivity. This is something I've really been excited about. I started blogging, I think it was beginning of 2015. And at the end of 2015, I decided I really wasn't much of a blogger. I'm not a very strong writer. But I've been making films and videos since I was 12 years old. I started off with a Lego stop motion video. So I really wanted to try and do something a little more my speed. In November of 2015, I launched the Untitled Site YouTube channel. And with it, I started doing videos about apps. And I think the first videos I did was one for Overcast and one for OneWriter, and a couple of my favorite applications still to this day. I really enjoyed it. I really liked it. And what was really great about it is over time, I was able to evolve it and really just push myself forward to do something that I really hadn't done before, which was run a YouTube channel. And it's small still to this day, but it's been growing really quickly and it has a great community behind it. Really, a lot of great discussions happen in the comment section, which you can't say that about most YouTube channels. So I really do enjoy doing it. And I really do enjoy talking about iOS. What I was excited about doing this podcast for, though, is we can Jeff and I can have a more relaxed discussion about our work and other people's work and iOS productivity in general, just a little more relaxed, just a conversation. So that's kind of what the goal of this podcast is just to be a little more relaxed and just kind of have some fun with iOS and iPad productivity stuff.
Yeah, perfect. So whose decision was it? Is it your decision or my decision that we were going to talk about our setups today? I forget.
I think I had an idea of we should talk about who we are first. And then I think you said we should talk about our setups as well. So I guess it was kind of a mix.
Okay. So I think that it's a great idea to sort of talk about our setups and stuff like that. And I wanted to share what our desks and stuff look like. This is kind of last minute here, Chris, but I did this before with another show I'm on, but I would love to see a photo of what your desk looks like right now. And I'll send you a photo of mine and we could just sort of share how things look. Like, just candid. I don't care if it's messy or not. Mine's super messy right now.
Yeah.
But it's an idea that I had, just so that we have visuals for this and we have it in the show notes as well. I really like your desk, mainly because it's a lot bigger than my desk. I used to have a smaller desk, or I used to have a bigger desk, and I moved over to a smaller desk, mainly because I wanted to have constraints. I find that constraints work really well for me, which is probably why the iPad is my favorite device. Interested to sort of hear more about your thoughts on why you have what you have on your desk and stuff like that. Like, I see speakers, I see your mic, I see your iPad, some lighting stuff. So it looks like you've got all the essentials and stuff like that, but not a whole lot else. Is that deliberate?
Yeah, so a lot of my stuff, so what's not in the photos, and I'll take some better photos for our show notes, is I have from IKEA, I have an Alex drawer. And that's just one of the standard drawers. A lot of people get two of those and like a piece of wood and put it on top and make a desk out of that. But my goal for my desk was to make it as clean and simple as possible. The only stuff that belonged on the desk was stuff that needed to be on the desk. So all of my gear and all of my extra stuff that I don't need all the time gets stuffed in that drawer. Even my headphones are mounted underneath the desk, and a lot of the stuff is underneath the desk. The desk itself is actually custom made. My dad is a woodworker, and he wanted a new project. So I told him I wanted a desk, and I kind of gave him the specifications. It's 6 feet long, it's 30 inches tall, and it's 30 inches wide as well. So it's a big desk, and I actually originally had it made for when I was still like a full-time Mac user editing video on that, because I had two 27-inch monitors sitting on this thing. I wanted, you know, I had a big keyboard, I had a mouse, and I still wanted a place to put my iPad. So it really was actually designed for something completely else. But as I started doing more and more filmmaking, having a big desk really did play out really, really well. It was really important.
Interesting. So, I mean, do you regret having such a big desk, or do you still like it, even though you've kind of, for lack of a better word, minimalized kind of what you use?
For me personally, having a big desk is kind of essential, because I want to be able to move stuff around and be able to film around things, and I want to be able to get different angles. And if I had a small desk, I don't think I would be able to do that. I think it would be kind of a little more tricky than what having a small desk would be for that. I think having my desk today, this desk, if I didn't have this desk, I'd probably go mad. I love having this desk, and when I do want a smaller area, I can walk downstairs and work at the bar or any other place, really. Being a somebody that works off of an iPad means my work is portable. Unless I'm being tied down to recording audio or anything like that, I can walk around and go wherever I want and work anywhere else I want, because of my device of choice is completely 100% meant to be portable.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. That's kind of why I have such a smaller desk, actually, mainly because I prefer, like I said before, I prefer to have constraints and things like that. So my desk, I don't have the actual specs. Mine's just a regular old IKEA desk, but I could find the specs for it if listeners want it. But mainly what I have on my desk is my computer. For most cases, it's my iPad. In this case, it's my MacBook, just because recording podcasts and doing the things that I want to do isn't necessarily built for the iPad just yet. There are ways to do it, and maybe we can talk about that some other time, but I'm using the MacBook right now, but 99.9% of the time I have my iPad out. My MacBook is put away. But I don't have any drawers. I don't have anything like that. I have no storage whatsoever. Everything that is on my desk usually is there for a purpose. And if it's not there for a reason, I throw it in this little in basket I have to the right of my desk. It's basically got like a little clip, and then it's a little basket that just sort of sits right next to your desk, and then you put things in. So I keep things that I usually want to use at some other point that I would maybe put in a drawer, but there's so little things that I usually need to pull out. You know, all I usually have there is my pad of paper, a pen, my headphones, and a charger or two, and that's primarily it. So when I don't have needs for those things, I put them in my inbox or my basket there, and then everything else, they have to have a place for it. Otherwise, it doesn't need to be on my desk, and I find somewhere else to put it, because I try and treat my desk as sacred as possible, and that's why it's kind of why I chose the smaller desk, is because if I had a big desk like I used to, it would just be a lot of stuff crammed into a corner that usually doesn't have any use for that specific spot. And then it would just pile up and just become a mess, and I would feel overwhelmed. And I find that when I have a clean desk with purpose and intention, I can get work done better.
I want to ask you something. I had this this tip, and I don't remember where it came from. I probably heard it on some podcast or some YouTube video or something. Before you start working every day, whether you work in the mornings, evenings, whatever, before you start work, take 5-10 minutes and just clean up your workspace. Take all the stuff that doesn't belong on your desk, take it off, take any bottles, glasses, anything that doesn't belong in your workspace, take it out, get rid of it. That way, when you come in to start work, you have a fresh, clean workspace. Have you ever done anything like that, or...
I did that this morning for the most part. I mean, there are still some other things that I still need to take care of in the photo I sent you, but you know, I still have like a iPhone case that I replaced, and my headphones and stuff are on here. So there are some things here that I still need to take care of, but for the most part, I cleaned off you know, a plate and a glass and a water bottle that were on my desk this morning. I try and do that every day, or either the first thing in the morning or the last thing I do before I leave my work area and either go to my day job or I go to bed. I try and clean it off and have a clean space because it is something that's important to me. And once I decided to make a deliberate effort to keep it clean, I found that I felt less overwhelmed when I would come to my desk and start working on things. It was a lot easier. So yeah, I have done that. I don't know if you do that as a ritual or anything like that, but it's definitely something I do.
Every day I stop and just kind of take a moment before I start working, and I clean off everything that's in my desk, any water bottles or any you know, thing like that, that I throw it away. I make sure my area is clean. Right now I'm not exactly there right now because I still have a few boxes that I haven't unpacked from moving, but for the most part everything gets cleaned off, everything gets wiped down, and then at least once a week I'll take, you know, some pledge and I'll wipe down my wood desk and things like that, just because I want it to be clean. This is my, for a lack of a better term, this is my sanctuary. This is where I go, and this is where I do my work, and I want it to be a place that I can sit down and take care of everything. I don't want it to be a mess. I don't want, you know, me to be accidentally filming something and you see an empty water bottle in the background. Like, it needs to be a clean place.
I do the same. Believe it or not, I actually take my podcasting equipment and stuff. I use a mobile pre USB amp and my microphone. I actually disassemble my entire podcasting setup and I put it in a toolbox I have in my closet. So it's even one less thing that I usually have. Like, every time I record a podcast, whether it's this or my other podcast Getting Caught Up, I literally look at my calendar, see when it's going to be in the night before I put it all together and set it up, and then everything's ready to go. So I don't know if you go that far. I'm sure you probably keep your microphone at hand all the time, because I mean, you record and edit videos and do stuff like that pretty regularly, and for me it's mainly writing, but that's even like one more thing I take off my desk and clean when it's not in use. It's kind of tedious, but at this point it's become therapeutic, where I feel like I'm actually doing something to better my work area and stuff like that. So I don't know if you go that far or not, but that's how far I'll go.
Yeah, so for my audio equipment, I have a Blue Yeti microphone that will probably be getting an upgrade this year at some point. But for me, like you said, I do a lot of video stuff. So having my microphone on hand nearby is really important to me, because I want to be able to grab it and start recording if I have an idea. I used to have it on a boom arm. In fact, I have a video on my YouTube channel, we'll put it in the show notes below, on a kind of a desk setup that I did probably about 6 months ago. It's most of the equipment is still what I use today, and I was using a boom arm at the time, or a mic arm for my microphone. I since took that off just because it takes up a lot of space and things like that, and the Blue Yeti actually has a really nice stand, so I can kind of tuck it away in the back. I personally also have Audio-Technica ATH-M50X headphones that I use for when I'm recording audio or when I'm writing an outline or something and I don't want to be disturbed. I can put on some white noise or, you know, some music or whatever. I stash those underneath the desk. I actually have a headphone mount that gets screwed into the bottom of the desk, and I actually mount my headphones down there, so they're out of the way when I don't need them.
I think that's understandable, especially like, you know, with the line of work you do. And to be honest, like the Yeti is such a pretty piece of equipment. I think it's a really nice feature to have on any desk. It just looks nice.
Yeah, it does. It looks like a radio microphone. It's such a beautiful microphone. Well, we're about 15 minutes already into the podcast, and we haven't talked about our iPads yet. So I think we should. You want to tell them what kind of iPad you use and what a few things you do with it?
Yeah. So I use the iPad 10.5 inch iPad Pro, and that is my bread and butter for everything I do. I don't have multiple iPads or anything like that that some people have. Maybe one day, but I don't really foresee myself having to use two, but I'm not opposed to it down the road. But I use the 10.5, and I use the smart keyboard with it, made by Apple. So, and that's all I've got on it. And I use the Apple Pencil with the 12 South Pencil Snap case cover for it, which is essentially just this piece of leather that you Apple Pencil in, and then the magnets stick to the smart cover or smart keyboard or whatever you have on your iPad Pro, and it just sticks there.
I saw that, and I was curious if it would stick to the back of the iPad.
Let me check. Let me pick it up real quick and see. I think it can. Not well. It looks like it only sticks to the cover. I think there's something in the cover that matches up with the magnetic alignment of the snap. Like, especially like when I'm putting it into the back of the iPad, I actually feel magnetic resistance for a little bit, and then it tries to connect to the side. So it doesn't look great. It doesn't feel as secure as it would. I mean, like when you put it up right, if I put it up right to the mic and I put the magnet on the iPad, this is what it sounds like for the most part. Like it's an audible click, and it's just super strong. So I can only really tell that the best place to have it is on the actual iPad smart cover on the right side. It seems to be the best and most secure place for it.
Interesting. I've been wanting to order one of those, and I just haven't got around to do that. So I think that'll be something I'll pick up this weekend. For me, I use the 12.9-inch iPad Pro. And I just recently, this last week, I went and picked up the second generation iPad Pro 12.9-inch. I'd been using the first generation for a really long time, and it was working out just fine. But I really, really want that speed boost, especially considering I'm editing 4K video on the iPad. So I actually just went and picked up the new one. I'm really, really happy with it. I absolutely love the 12.9-inch screen because I'm editing video, because I'm editing photos, doing graphics work, editing audio. I want that extra screen real estate, and that's why I go with the 12.9-inch model. I think it fits what I need to do better. For those that don't know, I actually edit all of my videos, all of my audio. I even do a little bit of development work. Pretty much everything I do is done completely on my iPad. I don't touch a Mac very much.
Aside from the podcasting stuff that I do, I write and publish my stuff directly on my iPad, and I don't really use my MacBook for anything crazy. The occasional Photoshop I'll put on my laptop just because I'm more comfortable with Photoshop than I am with any other iOS app, mainly just because I haven't put time and effort into it yet or not. But that's primarily it. But yeah, I mean, all my publishing, my writing, and my social media and everything else is done on my iPhone and iPad, completely iOS. So did you keep the first 12.9? Like, do you have two iPads now that you're using?
I do have two iPads right now, technically, but I'm not doing anything with the first generation one right now. I have a couple of ideas for it, but I may just end up selling it. I'm not entirely sure right now what I'm going to do with it. I kind of want to make it a multi-room music control hub, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think one thing that we should probably discuss is that we both have talked about how much we like using the iPad, how much we enjoy doing things with the iPad. But we haven't really discussed as to why we chose the iPad over, say, another tablet computer or a Microsoft Surface, or why we don't use Macs. I think that's a question that we should probably answer. Chris, what would be your answer with someone? You know, I'm sure you get this question a lot of, like, why do you only use your iPad? Why don't you use a computer?
So for me personally, what I like about the iPad, and this just sounds silly, that, well, there's technically two reasons why I just use an iPad. The first, and is the one that I really tell people, it's fun. I have more fun editing video on it. I have more fun editing photos, doing graphics work, even development work. It's harder. It's definitely not as easy. I'm twice as fast on a Mac with Adobe Premiere Pro editing a video than I am with LumaFusion on my iPad Pro. I have more fun, and I enjoy the platform. I enjoy the space. There's constantly new apps coming out for it. There's a lot of great stuff to try. The Mac is still a great platform. I absolutely still love the Mac, and if the iPad went away tomorrow, I would go back to the Mac and it wouldn't be a big deal. But for me, the Mac, it's become a senior citizen. It's got all of the applications it needs. It's got all the features it needs. It's got, you know, it gets hardware updates sometimes, but they're mostly just speed updates. There's not really anything that exciting to do with the Mac platform now. So I'm really, really excited just with all the stuff that you see coming out with the new iPads.
Yeah, and I can agree to that for the most part. I think that there's definitely places for the Mac than iOS, and I'm not saying that you're not saying that either, but I think the reason that I chose the iPad as my main device is mainly just because I wanted something that was delightful, and you spoke to that, and I completely agree with iOS just makes working on things and computing way more fun than, say, a Mac or a PC would. But the other reason was because I wanted something that was portable and something that I could take with me and not have it be a chore. And the portability for me wasn't as big of a thing as I thought it would. Like, it was bigger than a thing that I thought it would be, especially because I take my iPad with me on my day job and I work on things during my downtime there. I'll take my iPad into my office and work on it for the most part, but there are times where I want to take it out into, say, the living room where me and my fiance will be watching TV or she'll be playing something. I just want to spend time with her, even if it's just being in the same room as her. And it just seems to be much easier for me to pick up and go. And that's the kind of style that I like when I'm working on things and stuff like that. I get antsy sometimes. Sometimes I want to go and take my things with me to my local library or to my local coffee shop and just work on things from there. And yeah, you could do that with a laptop too, but I just find that it's a lot easier to literally just pick up your iPad with your pencil in hand, not have to worry about a charge because the battery lasts literally all day, and take it and go, and you can do whatever you want with it. That's another reason why I chose the iPad. And another thing, and finally, like, this is kind of my big reason, is focus. One of my goals for this year is have intention and focus on everything that I do. And one way that I have found that allows me to do that is when I use iOS and when I use the iPad specifically. The iPad does have some multitasking capabilities and things like that, but for the most part, you're staring at one, maybe two applications at the most, and you are literally working on something that you have put your focus on and your intention on. And it allows me to write more effectively and more frequently. And it allows me to cut out all the distractions than, say, a MacBook really could. There are ways you can do it, but with all the other reasons why I enjoy the iPad, the fact that I can just focus on one thing at a time helps me out tremendously.
That's awesome. The other reason that I like to use the iPad too, for me, and I actually haven't said this one publicly, but I did a video called iPad Productivity Intro. And it was basically an intro to a new series where I was just going to talk about iPad stuff on my YouTube channel. And I got an email from somebody basically telling me you can't do real work on an iPad. And that kind of frustrated me because I knew you could. I knew there was a lot of people that were already doing it and that it was absolutely 100% possible. So I went kind of on a rampage finding an application to replace every single app that I used on the Mac. I found Pixelmator to replace Photoshop at the time. Now there's Affinity Photo. But the big one for me was LumaFusion. I was actually unsure that I would find a multi-track video editor on iOS, and turns out there's only one. But that one is actually a really good application, and I thoroughly love it. Now, a lot of people, I get emails and comments all the time saying, oh, $20 for an application, that's really expensive. Compared to Final Cut or Adobe Premiere Pro, $20 is nothing, especially for a multi-track video editor that handles 4K video. That's huge.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think I've spent more money on the iOS platform than I have on any other platform. And that's not to say it's super expensive. I've literally bought hundreds of apps with just a few hundred dollars. Like, the price points for a lot of the applications that I use are very reasonable. And that's another reason why I just love the platform, is that the market is just made in such a way where the things that cost a lot of money are really, really good. And the things that cost that amount on the Mac are so-so. You get what you pay for when it comes to the iPad, and you don't have to pay as much as you do for the Mac.
Absolutely. So I want to ask you, Jeff, what is your favorite iPad accessory?
Ooh. One of my favorite accessories favorite is such a hard word, but I think my favorite right now is the smart keyboard. You and I have talked, off mic and stuff about our search for the one true keyboard. it's really difficult to find the right keyboard for the iPad. Not to say that, and none of them are good. There's a lot of really good ones out there. It's just there's certain things that you want from a technical aspect and other things that you want to make things easier on you when you do decide to use a keyboard with your iPad. And none of them have really come to fruition yet. I mean, there's all those things are present in one way or another in all these different keyboards, but none of them have all of them in one spot. So, but the Apple Smart Keyboard has probably been the best keyboard I've used since my quest to find the right keyboard. And the reason being is that it just works. I know that that's an old Apple slogan and people say that all the time, but I really can't think of another way to explain why I love this thing as much as I do, except that it just works. It feels great in the hand. The switches on it are really nice. I actually like how the switches were. I really, really worried that I wouldn't, but they have everything right when it comes to that. There are some things that I miss, like backlighting and media controls and stuff like that, but they're not as important to me as a good typing experience when you're writing, you know, the regular blog post, you know, 500-600 words a day, 1,000 words in a post or something like that. Like, I want to have something that feels really good in the hands to write with. So my favorite accessory would probably have to be the Apple Smart Keyboard. What about you?
So, really quick, I think we're going to have to do a whole episode on keyboards because I have yet...
Oh, it's already in the dock. It's absolutely happening.
Yeah. From right here, just from where I'm sitting, I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 keyboards that I've used with my iPad. Ooh. And those are ones that I've kept. I've sent back quite a few. So, I have spent way too much money on keyboards trying to find the right one. But as far as my favorite accessory, I think it would be the Apple Pencil. I'm not an artist. I don't draw. I don't paint. I don't do any of that stuff. But when it comes to editing video and editing audio and just writing, like editing scripts and things like that, the Apple Pencil really does feel like magic, especially on the second generation iPad Pros when they lowered the latency on it. It just, I can't see the difference between a pen and pencil and the Apple Pencil. Like it's just, I don't see the latency anymore at all.
I think we've covered pretty much everything that comes to like who we are in our workspaces and stuff like that. And if you're listening and you have any questions, you can feel free to ask them to us. Chris, if they want to ask you or get a hold of your stuff and see what you're all about, how can they find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at Chris_Lawley. That's LAWLEY. I have a YouTube channel. You can find links to all that stuff there. Or you can just go to my website. It's called theuntitledsite.com. What about you, Jeff?
Yeah, you can find me over on Twitter at IamJeffPerry or over at tablethabit.com where all of my writing and stuff will be there. And you know, links to all the other things that I do outside of Tablet Habit will be there as well. So you can find my stuff there. And I think Twitter is probably the best platform to get a hold of us if you have any questions. So if you want to, you know, you can also, you know, find other ways to contact us through our sites if need be. But Twitter is probably the quickest and the most efficient way. Wouldn't you say, Chris?
Yep, absolutely. I'm kind of a Twitter addict, so I'm there. If you ask me questions on Twitter, I will probably get back to you a lot quicker than any other way. If you want to ask us any questions or anything like that, you can use hashtag a slab of glass. And we'll set up a Google Sheets document and we could throw that all in there. And then maybe we'll start answering some questions on the show.